Nivis Jalaj, may I help you?
Good morning, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Not too bad for Friday. How are you?
About the same. I was hoping, you know, Friday isn't Friday for me right now. Saturday's kind of my Friday these days, like you guys.
I work tomorrow too, but it's okay. It's one day closer to Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And as I'm looking at the calendar, I think we have 10 days after day. So, not bad.
But fast, right?
Yes, it'll be a fast 10 days, even like tomorrow.
Yes.
So I think later at night for us, the longer it seems to go, but it's definitely been nice.
I agree.
All right, well, I'm just checking in.
Yes,
no, like, you know, Monday and Tuesday had record number orders, Wednesday slumped a little bit, and then last night was right back at it, so it's...
Wow, that's a good thing. People are realizing it's time, right?
Yes.
They got to get
it
done.
We're seeing a lot more naturals.
Yeah, I think that was it a fad of, like, you know, going, I don't know.
The only thing we're still seeing is earrings and tennis bracelets.
Yeah.
You know, when you can buy one carat earrings for, you know, $280, where are you going, right?
Yeah. But for earrings, it's okay, almost okay, right?
My oldest daughter's 27. She's lost two pairs, so she got labs a couple years ago.
Yeah. You know? So my daughter's 24, and last year I got her, she wanted princess cuts, and I said I wasn't buying her, you know, diamonds, so I did get her a pair of princess cut labs. And you know what? I don't know that she knows the difference.
Right? There's
nothing wrong with that either.
Right.
Yeah. They're, I mean, she knows the labs, but I don't think she would know the difference if I didn't tell her, so.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody's going to question
anyway.
You work at a jewelry store, you know, with unless you're putting 4 carat in each year, and then, you know, they're like,
Yeah. So. Many, many years ago, I was at a party, and I had a pair of custom jewelry earrings, and they were, I don't know if you're familiar with Swarovski.
Yes.
They have jewelry. So I was wearing a pair of beautiful Swarovski earrings, and someone said to me, oh, my goodness, those are just stunning. It shows you work in a jewelry store. And I said, yeah, beautiful. And my husband probably looked at me like, how much did you spend on that? I'll explain tonight.
Well, it's crazy
real
quick. So I've been here just about 17 years. Before I worked here, I was vice president at a wholesaler, a gun wholesaler and importer. And I had made my way to China 1 year. We were looking at some magazines or whatever. And while I was there, I bought a whole bag of gemstones. We met a friend from Turkey that we would help. He was in the Turkish military, and we would help him procure. We did procurement for him.
Right.
And he ended up paying for it, and there was a couple of black diamonds in there. There was a 20-carat amethyst, a 21-carat aquamarine, and a purple, in any case. I bring this whole bag home, and there's a 10-carat black, what they told me was diamond. It turned out to be moissanite, right?
Okay.
My father loved that ring, so I had it. He's white gold or silver. And my dad wasn't the type of guy, you know, he was born in the 30s, so he wasn't the type of guy that had to be shiny and gold. He said, just have me a ring made in silver. You know, he wore that till the day he died. So many people commented on how beautiful it was. Now my 17-year-old son, every time he puts his suit on or one of his dress clothes on, he grabs that ring and puts it on and absolutely loves it. And people know what I do for a living, so they just make an assumption. I don't. It's a beautiful ring. You know, I'll probably have it redone in white gold for my son just because it's more durable. But my father loved that ring so much. You know, so and he got
and something inexpensive, right? And it just made a big show. And because you're in the business, everybody just assumes that it is what it is, right?
Right. So. I'm not going to correct anybody. You know, my wife has a 2-carat, and it's real, but, you know.
Right.
So I get it 100%.
But if it wasn't, nobody would question her either, being that you're in the business.
Absolutely.
They would just assume that you would have done the right thing. But, yep, I agree. Anyway. Well,
all
have a great weekend. Let me put John on the phone. Hold
Thank
on.
You.
In Forevermark's pursuit of absolute beauty, every Forevermark diamond undergoes a journey of rigorous selection. That's why less than 1% of the world's diamonds are worthy of the Forever Mark inscription. A promise of beauty, rarity, and responsible sourcing. Each Forever Mark diamond.
Good morning. Hey, buddy, Scott, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Not bad, yourself?
Living the dream, man. I'm just touching base, see if there's anything I can help you with, see what might be going on.
We're okay.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Good. It's been busy. It's weird. It's really weird because, like I said, Monday, Tuesday were absolutely crazy in here. And then we dropped off on Wednesday, and then yesterday was back to being great. So we just, I don't know. It's an interesting year. Lots of naturals. You know, unless it's earrings, then we're selling a ton. But it is what it is, right?
Selling a ton of lab.
Yeah.
Lab earrings?
Yeah. 2 carats. I mean, 2 carats are $500. 1 carat's $280. They're in white or yellow gold. And I sold 15 pairs to one customer on Monday just because the price, nobody questions that. We are seeing fewer big labs, you know, because people are starting to question it.
That's
not real. So, but other than that, how are you seeing it? Are you seeing a lot of lab?
Nothing. You know, we don't try to, we sell it if they ask for it. We try to be go all natural, to be honest with you. But we do sell it, you know, but we stay natural if we can, for sure.
Yeah, same thing here. So,
anyway,
all right, I'm around.
Call.
I appreciate it. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Yep. Bye. You too, man.